May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. When I was at seminary 30 years ago now, I spent quite a bit of time in Northern Ireland at a peace community called Corrymeela. And it was through Corrymeela that I discovered an organization called the Community of the Cross of Nails. The Community of the Cross of Nails was established at Coventry Cathedral in England. And today it is an international network that has 150 projects in 60 countries throughout the world. The Community of the Cross of Nails has a very simple ministry, and it's a ministry of reconciliation. It all began in 1940 when the city of Coventry was bombed by the German Luftwaffe in a bombing blitz. The most damaging effect that it had to the people was the bombing of Coventry Cathedral. Roof had gone and there wasn't much of the walls left. And the morning after the blitz, the stonemason of Coventry Cathedral went to the cathedral and he saw there two beams from the roof that formed a cross, pretty much like the World Trade Center. And so he tied them together and stood it up. And that cross is still at Coventry Cathedral in St. Michael's Hall, underneath the cathedral. The provost of the cathedral at that time was a priest called Dick Howard. And Dick Howard came a little bit after the stonemason, and he got some of the roof nails and tied them together and also made a cross. On Christmas Day of that year, 1940, Dick Howard, the provost, was invited to make a national radio broadcast, and he did. In that broadcast, he made a commitment not to revenge, but to forgiveness and reconciliation with those who were responsible for the destruction of Coventry Cathedral. He made a vow in that broadcast that after the war, he would work with those who had been enemies to build a kinder, more Christ-like world. And that saw the birth of the Community of the Cross of Nails, of which Corrymeela in Northern Ireland is one of the huge success stories. Also, as a powerful symbol of reconciliation, the ruins of Coventry Cathedral were not bulldozed. The architect incorporated the ruins of the old cathedral into the new cathedral, telling the world that out of destruction, out of violence, can come new life. The work of new life always has something to do with reconciliation. And it has to do with a cross. And sometimes it has to do with suffering. This past Wednesday in our chapel, we celebrated the eve of Ascension Day. Now, Ascension Day is one of the most important days in the Christian year, but it always falls on a Thursday. And there are not many Thursdays that people are thinking about church. But on Wednesday, we had the Eve of Ascension service. And during that service of Ascension, there is a very small but powerful act. After the reading of the Gospel, that tells us Christ ascends into heaven, the paschal candle that's burned at every service since Easter, the flame is extinguished. Christ is no longer physically visible to his disciples. Christ has ascended to his God and to our God. But all of a sudden, those disciples who had been so dependent on Jesus to show them the way, so dependent on Jesus to guide them into truth, so used to Jesus being the one to speak words of God in whatever situation they found themselves in, these disciples were all of a sudden alone. Of course, Jesus had promised the Spirit to them, but they were still alone. Up to now, those disciples had been observers of the work of reconciliation between God and his children. And now all that Jesus had taught them, all that Jesus has shown them, was now up to them. They could no longer be observers. They had to become the doers, to be responsible that the mission of Christ did not end now that he was gone. It's time of ascension, and the focus on the ministry of reconciliation is why over these last few weeks, our gospel readings have been from the Last Supper of St. John. You know, the Last Supper of St. John, if you read it very carefully, has no bread and no wine. What the Last Supper of John has is Christ washing the disciples' feet and then giving them a very long talk that lasts for 5 chapters of the Gospel of St. John. And most of what Jesus says at that last discourse to his disciples has to do with him leaving and what his disciples are now called to do. Because the next day, through the crucifixion of Christ, the world was reconciled to God. But after that, the work of Jesus' disciples is to reconcile God's children one to another. That's the mission given to the disciples. That's the mission we are called to. And that's the ministry we are to live. That's the message of ascension. Out of the suffering of the crucifixion, out of all that hatred shown towards the early Christians, of whom thousands were given to be food for lions, out of the lives of the martyrs and out of the lives of the saints, and from the ruins of a bombed cathedral, we follow in a rich tradition given by Christ that our work is one of reconciliation with each other. My guess is that in our country, it's unlikely that any of us will be subject to acts of violence or even death because of our faith. But all of us are tempted towards the violence towards others that we create by our words, by our actions, by our prejudices, and by our judgments. I still continue to admire the work that's been done by the community of the Cross of Nails in areas like the Middle East and the Sudan and other broken places it's working in. But you know something? I far more admire the work that's been done by individuals on those areas of life and relationships that need reconciliation. There's not one of us that's exempt. Yet all of us are commissioned by the ascended Christ to not now just be the hearers of the word, but to be the doers of the word. Amen.